used for bait?
Fish bait.
Okay. Do you ever hear the night wigglers or Georgia wigglers or?
Just call them wigglers.
Just wigglers.
Fish baiters.
Okay. What do you call an insect that sends out light off and on in the summertime so that you can see it at night?
Lightning bug.
Okay. What do you call a little insect with a long, thin body and filmy wings that flies around over lakes? It's about that long.
Mosquito.
Well, this is bigger than a mosquito.
Some of them call mosquito hogs.
Okay. What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud and that doesn't sting? It looks kind of like a wasp.
Dirt dollar.
What do you call something for a baby to lie in that has four wheels and a handle for you to push it on?
Baby bed.
I thought it
okay.
Cool.
Now if you had a...
Nest, I got something for
you. Did you say baby bed? Did you say? Okay, if you had a baby bed and you wanted to move the baby from one place to another in it, you would what? Okay. What do you call nuts that grow underground?
Peanuts.
Do you ever call anything
peanuts?
Okay. Is there any difference between peanuts and peanuts?
Same thing.
That's interesting because in Easton, Georgia, they say that the pendas are the big ones. They say pendas are bigger than ordinary peanuts. This is the kind of stuff we're interested in. You know, what different people
have two kinds. We're on the Spanish.
Uh-huh.
The Spanish are a little small.
Do they grow around here? If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you would say that the boy, what?
Baby's father.
Okay. And if the boy's behavior is similar to his father's, you would say that the boy?
Like his father.
Okay. Would you ever say favors to mean
favor.
Acts like?
Yeah, acts like his father.
Okay. Would you ever say takes after or has ways like?
Sometimes.
Which one would you be most likely to use?
Well, takes after his father.
What would you call a woman who helps a childbirth? Not a nurse, but somebody else.
Midwife.
Okay. Let's see. Do you know any anything that a country person might call a person from the city? You know, if somebody comes down to the country from the city, the country people might say, oh, he's a real...
Name like you.
Well, have you ever used a word like city?
City dude and city slick.
Okay. Let's see now, what might people in the city call a person from the country?
Country boy.
Country boy? Okay. Have you ever heard country cracker?
Yeah, I heard that.
Have you ever used it?
All ever.
Okay. Have you ever used country boy to mean that?
Sometimes.
Okay. How about hick? Have you ever used that word? Okay. Now let's see, how do you normally refer to a member of your own race?
Sometimes I say relatives or friends.
Uh-huh. But I mean, do you call them Negroes or colored people or?
Colored.
Colored?
Colored.
Okay. And let's see. What's the next one? Oh, how do you normally refer to a person like me whose skin is white? I mean, you're colored people and we're?
White.
Let's see. Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much and his young son carelessly broke it. You might say that the man got awfully
angry.
Okay. Suppose you'd been working very hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, man, I'm really
tired.
If a little boy smoked three cigars, one right. I think I better wait until he moves. Okay. If a little boy smoked three cigars, one right after the other one, you might say that he would...
Smoking too much.
Yeah, but if it was a little boy, what would happen to him if he smoked three cigars? If one of these little kids smoked three cigars, right, one right after the other,